If you were listening last Thursday, we had an opportunity to introduce Blaine to you. He is from the Jacksonville Christian Lawyers Directory and free advice for any kind of legal services. And it sure is good to have him here this morning. And Blaine, explain to us, what is Jacksonville Christian Lawyers Directory?
Sure. Thanks for asking, Dale. And again, it's a privilege to be back here this morning. As we said last Thursday, the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory is a new sponsor of this station. We've been around for a year. And the idea behind it was to put under one roof, so to speak, a variety of Christian lawyers and a variety of Christian and a variety of legal fields, so that folks who might be interested in finding a lawyer and preferring a Christian lawyer could come to the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory and find one. So we're going to be in here with you, Dale, every Tuesday and Thursday morning. It won't always be me. It'll be one or two lawyers from our group to talk about a specific legal field. Today I'm here representing the field of personal injury, one of the practice areas that I myself handle.
And actually, today will be our first day. We'll actually be taking calls today. We'll have somebody ready to answer the phone, and 781-4321. If you have any questions at all relating to personal injury, pick up that phone. We'd sure love to get an answer to you. And again, it's free advice. It's good for you and great advice for you. 781-4321. Hopefully, we'll get a call here in between this next song. And Blaine, let me ask you a question. What's the common issue that you deal with in your specialty?
Well, a common issue, especially with this particular audience, the Christian community, is this concern that having a personal injury claim is somehow violating Scripture. That doesn't the Bible say you shouldn't sue other people? And I wanted to take a few segments, if we're not having callers, to sort of address some points on that issue, because that's a valid point. And I certainly don't want folks out there hearing this to think that this station or myself is promoting something unscriptural, and that's really not the case at all. So, the first part I wanted to address on that issue, doesn't the Bible say a believer shouldn't sue somebody else, is to zero on the Scripture itself. That idea comes out of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. And Paul is talking to the Corinthian church, and in there he does speak to that issue. But to set the stage in context, what was going on in that church was the Corinthian believers were still using courts of law when they had disputes with other Corinthian believers. They were kind of unfamiliar to the church environment, and they were going about the old ways of bringing whomever they had a dispute with to the court system. And Paul was trying to tell these folks, listen, y'all are now, you're a different breed than you were last month. You were believers, you're in a community. And he was encouraging them not to abandon law, not to abandon responsibility one to another, but to try to find means within the church to address the issue, if the issue is one that can be addressed in church. So the first point I'd like to make on that topic, doesn't the Bible say that you can't bring a claim against someone else, is that scripture really is Paul encouraging a new believer to use the church resource first and foremost. And I would agree with that. And that doesn't come into play too often in the personal injury environment that I'm in. But I certainly suggest that if it does come into play, you want to use your own church, your own pastor, your own church resources before you go to other means.
Absolutely. And, I know when I have a question about anything when it comes to any kind of legal questions or anything, the first person I go to is a pastor. And it's always good to have somebody or an organization like this that we can go to, we can call, and our pastor can recommend to us. And it's wonderful to have you on board here. If you got a question for them regarding personal injury, give us a call, 781-4321. Blaine, you had a thought you wanted to continue on. What was that thought?
Yeah, I did, Dale, and to the extent that we don't have a lot of caller questions to talk about, I did have some 4 points to make on this. And we covered the first one earlier. The question is, doesn't the Bible say you shouldn't bring claims or suits against believers? And the first point that we addressed last time is the Bible clearly speaks to trying to keep it in the church if that context is appropriate. The second point I wanted to bring was the idea that passage out of 1 Corinthians 6 is not in any way negating our personal responsibility one to another, whether you're a believer or not. Paul spoke a lot about grace not being a license to sin, and the same point can be made for a passage like this. In fact, Jesus himself, red letter parts of your Bible, if you have a red letter Bible, speaks in Matthew 5, verses 25 through 26. Jesus says these words specifically, "Settle matters quickly with your adversary who's taking you to court." And he goes on to explain that the court system will hold that person responsible, and they're going to be put in jail. At the time, there was such a thing as debtor prison, until every last bit was paid. But the idea being, if you wrong somebody, if you owe somebody, you're supposed to pay. You're supposed to make right. And this idea out of 1 Corinthians 6 that you shouldn't sue a believer does not give us believers the license to wreak havoc on other people's lives because we know we're not going to get sued. That's not at all what the Bible speaks to. So while we should be keeping it within the church, the point I made earlier, we also need to recognize that people are held responsible in the Bible, throughout the Bible. And there's nothing unbiblical about owning up to your responsibility if you're the wrongdoer or if you're the victim to encourage the other person to own up to their responsibility to you.
Absolutely. And that's a very good point. And the best thing about this advice, folks, is that it is in Christian perspective. They're going to have that in mind when they do help you. And Blaine, you mentioned you had 4 points you wanted to discuss. What was that?
Yeah, I did, and thank you. We've covered two of them. The topic was, doesn't the Bible say that you shouldn't bring a claim? That's kind of how it's misquoted. So I wanted to address the 4 points made regarding that passage. Specifically, that's a passage out of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and Paul's addressing a certain issue. And the first point I made earlier, Dell, was that if at all possible, those kind of disputes should be kept within the church. And often that's not possible in today's environment, but that was the right. That was the specific criticism that Paul gave to the new believers in Corinth, that they were not using the church resources to resolve their internal disputes. They were going to courts of law. Second point we discussed afterwards was that the Bible does in no way excuse believers from being responsible if they've done wrong. It's not as though if I've hurt another believer, then I'm off the hook because the Bible says you can't sue me. That was never the intent. Mm-hmm. Jesus spoke very clearly that we have responsibility one to another, believer to believer, or believer to non-believer. And so this passage does not give us a license to do whatever we want and be immune from responsibility. The third point I'd like to just address quickly is the idea of the lawsuit itself, because the passage specifically talks about bringing people to courts of law in a lawsuit, which is such a that's a later stage in a typical injury claim. And so I wanted to take a moment to address what a typical injury claim, how that flows for the listener here. Usually claims resolve with the injury victim and their lawyer on one side and the insurance adjuster on the other side. It's before a lawsuit is filed. It's settling your disputes just as Jesus commanded us to do in Matthew 5, I talked about earlier. Most times the injury claim is just that. It's a claim only. It's dealing with an insurance policy and coming to some consensus, documenting what the claim is and coming to an agreement on what the value is, and it's done. And in my personal experience doing this for 13 years, probably in the neighborhood of 80% of any injury file that I handle gets resolved as an insurance claim only.
That's great.
Yeah, and after that, if the parties can't meet for whatever reason, then the lawsuit becomes an option, and you go there if you need to. But for the listener, I just want to make it very plain that people hurt in an injury crash or otherwise, talking to a lawyer does not mean filing a lawsuit, because usually that doesn't happen at all. And if it does, it happens after a long period of attempts to negotiate and settle without going that route, and they just have not been successful.
All right, some great advice there. If you'd like to ask Blaine a question, 781-4321. Of course, if you'd like to contact their office for any more information, 223-JCLD. But we want you to call in this morning here at the station, 781-4321. You'll have an opportunity to ask a question about personal injury. And we do appreciate Blaine McCarthy being with us from Jacksonville Christian Lawyers Directory. And we do have a call in here in just a moment. We'll get that question answered for you. Just hang on tight here. Blaine, you wanted to finish up your fourth point there.
I did, thanks. Again, we've been talking about the idea, doesn't the Bible say that you shouldn't bring claims? And we talked about the 3 points we've raised so far was that the Bible does speak very clearly to keeping disputes within the church if that's the relevant context. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. The second point that we raised was that the Bible does not excuse a Christian from their responsibilities if they happen to harm another Christian. Jesus spoke very clearly at that point in settling your disputes one to another, and so the idea of not bringing a suit does not give us the license to do whatever we want to do. Third point, which we just discussed, was the idea that a lawsuit itself, in today's environment at least, a lawsuit happens much later in the process. Most insurance claims or most injury claims are insurance claims dealing directly with the insurance company. Rarely does a lawsuit get filed. So someone who has an injury and is a little hesitant to talk to a lawyer because they think the Bible says they shouldn't, I would discourage that thought because most of the time the claim gets resolved just with the insurance company, not with the lawsuit. The last point of the four I wanted to make was the last label on the directive, and that is bringing suit against another believer. That's the specific context, again, that Paul was addressing to the church in Corinth. And how that plays out in today's environment in an injury case, for instance, in a typical car crash case. Let's say that you're hurt by somebody in a car crash. that person happens to be a believer. You find that out, I guess, at the crash site. Your claim is really not against that individual. That individual, if they follow the law, they have an insurance policy, and that insurance policy provides liability coverage. And so even though you may think well of the person who was driving the car, that person was responsible enough to have purchased insurance coverage available to have a fund available in the event they hurt somebody. The law puts certain responsibilities on folks who register vehicles to do that. And so the claim that you would be presenting if you were in that scenario would not be against Joe Christian, the guy that drove into you, but you would be bringing a claim against his insurance coverage to try to deal with the adjuster and working out a satisfactory result to the injuries and the medical bills and the wage losses that you've suffered as a result of getting hit by Joe Christian. So, again, in today's environment, I'm not at all saying disregard that scripture. Clearly, that's not my intent, but I wanted to make the listeners realize that a typical car crash type injury claim really doesn't touch on that issue. And I feel perfectly at peace being a Christian lawyer helping Christian folks who've been injured in car crashes, even if the other driver was a Christian, pursuing their rights and holding the other party responsible through the insurance coverage that they purchased ahead of time.
Very good. And that's a very good point he made there. We do have a caller that's in. If you'll hang on, we'll get that question answered for you. If you have a question that you would like answered, call 781-4321, and we'll be glad to answer that for you. What's the best way our listeners can get a hold of you, Blaine, to ask any questions?
Sure, and I appreciate you asking that. Again, we want to communicate to you all a central phone number and a central website, and through that phone number, through that website, you can get access to 12, 13 different lawyers in different legal fields. The central website is JacksonvilleChristianLawyerDirectory.com, and from there you can get direct connections to the websites of all of our lawyers, their direct email addresses, phone numbers, frequently asked questions in the legal fields, recordings of these radio shows, a lot of information via the website. You can also call 223-JCLD, which is 223-5253. That's a central phone number. You'll be greeted with an automated attendant, which goes through the list of legal fields, and you hear the one you want, push that extension number, then you'll get your call will ring directly to the lawyer's office in our group who handles that particular legal field. So it's been a pleasure being here, Dell. I did get to talk to a few of your listeners about personal injury questions specific, addressed a scripture point I wanted to make. And you'll be met here in 2 days by two of our lawyers who are going to be here to talk about criminal defense and the issues that may face either our listeners or family members of our listeners. We want to give you all a chance to hear from a Christian lawyer perspective on some of those issues. So look forward to Steve and Jerry. Those will be the two lawyers coming in here with you, Dell, on Thursday morning from 8 to 9.
Absolutely, and we are looking forward to that. And I tell you, it's great having you on board here with us, Blaine, with the gospel as one of our business partners, but also as a part of your ministry, helping our listeners with their questions and their concerns about legal matters, and it sure is great to have you on board.
It's our privilege. Thank you for allowing us.
Thank you so much.